Welcome to the Rose and Dagger Podcast,
a podcast about writing fan fiction. Welcome to episode 49, where we will be talking about
how to operate,
fanfic etiquette.
Yeah, talking about fanfic etiquette.
How
not to be a dick.
Exactly.
That's like rule number one.
Yes, correct. But I think it gets a little tricky when people think that they are not being dicks, but people interpret it as dickish.
Oh my God. I'm just going to lay down and take a nap. Okay.
Number one is
don't be a dick. But number two is maybe think about what you're doing and consider whether the writer might think that you're being a dick.
Right. And I want to preface this whole episode by saying that these are our opinions.
That's true.
And for sure, people disagree with our opinions because they do these things all the time. So these are just like...
Just like every episode.
Yeah.
You don't have to take what we say as law.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So I think... Let's talk about kudos.
Okay. Should we break it into like AO3, Tumblr, and stuff? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Yes. If you open a fic on AO3, you're giving it a hit.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
If you read the fic, you finish it. Give it a kudos. You read the whole thing. That's a way of saying thanks.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to leave a comment, you read the whole thing. Someone took time to write it. You read it. Click the little.
Exactly. And if it is a fic that maybe you don't want linked to your AO3 account, you can always like sign out and then do a kudos, and then it will be like an anonymous kudos.
Yeah.
But kudos is, we'll get to reblogs later, but like kudos feels like a bare minimum, like, thank you for your time. Thank you for your effort. I appreciate you as a writer situation.
Yeah.
I know I was reading a WIP recently and the person, and it's interesting because I basically do kudos like when I finish a fic. I know people do it in like all sorts of ways, but that like is like an interesting conundrum when it comes to WIPs, because then I generally don't like kudos till the end. But then other than comments, it's hard to be like, yay, I'm also reading a lot. I was reading a WIP recently where, somebody where they were like, they would like only continue the story if they get like so many kudos on the story. And I was like, oh, interesting. Like, because I don't really think about giving kudos on WIPs because.
See, if it's a WIP, then it's going to be more than one chapter. So once I get to the end of the chapter, I know if I'm going to finish the fic. So I kudos.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I should probably change my WIP kudos ways. And I do on WIPs, I do try to like leave comments.
Yeah.
But
if you're reading a WIP, you should comment. That's like,
yeah. But commenting can be hard, even knowing that, again, like a bare minimum, like, this is great. Yay, good job. I'm enjoying this. Knowing all those are fine and perfectly acceptable comments to leave, even that sometimes like feels overwhelming for me. And like sometimes I get in my head about like leaving a good enough comment, and then I like psych myself out and then I don't leave any comment, which is not great etiquette. And I'm well aware of this. But for all of you out there who have a similar problem, you're not alone with the good intentions to comment, but it's not, it doesn't always like come through.
You should consider having like just using GIFs, which is how I say them. I don't say GIF.
But that, that is so much harder to go track down an appropriate one. Like that.
What if you like, oh, an appropriate so one. I was thinking like, what if you had like a regular one that you just used and you, so you could like keep it in your phone.
Yeah.
And like your favorites or whatever.
Yeah.
So you just add that or like an emoji.
Yeah. Emojis are
what good. I do. Do you want to know what I do?
Yes.
Is I don't comment right away. I read on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave the fic open
mm-hmm.
on my phone, like in a different, you know, tab. And then when I have forgotten what the fic is about,
mm-hmm.
when I can look at the title and go, I have no idea what this is, then I will go and just be like, this is great. You know, like I can tell by like the last bit of it. Oh yeah. Okay. Like refresh my memory about what the fic was about. But like, I don't get so caught up in like trying to leave a good comment. I'm just be like, I love this heart emoji.
Right.
And then that's my comment. That's like, I can't stress myself out about comments.
Yeah.
So I just try to leave like encouragement, happy thoughts.
Right.
And that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
And I know, like, as a in my inbox, if I get that, I'm like, yay! I don't really have to respond.
Yes. As a writer, like any kudos, any comment, any anything. And I feel like that's like such a weird dichotomy for me, is like knowing that like this is great is a great comment to receive. Therefore, it should be an easy enough comment to leave.
Yeah. I do understand that some people don't like to comment. But you could like challenge yourself to do like, you could challenge yourself to do like one a day and like go through your history maybe. If you're not, wait, are you, you're commenting, you comment on fics.
Yeah, I do.
But people who have trouble, that's something you could do. Like just do like a little self-challenge.
The idea of going through history and doing one a day feels very overwhelming. But
just one per day.
The really? Idea of being like, the next fic I read, I will read a comment, feels okay.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Just clear your history out. It's easier, though. Start fresh.
That's a horror. Yeah. So basically, what we have to say here is that any sort of comment is great.
But right? Kudos is literally, yeah. Like, if you finish the fic, you should. Kudos.
Yes. However, where I feel like there is some nuance is sometimes when people write whips and they get comments like, when are you going to post the next chapter? Which for a person reading, that might just be enthusiasm and like, yay.
Yeah.
And for a writer, it can feel like pressure and like you're demanding something. So I feel like if there's any concern that maybe your comment is going to come across as dickish or as, I don't know. Anything and the like flattering, then maybe rethink how you could phrase it. And also, if people do not ask for critiques, do not give them critiques, bad critiques.
Yeah. Some people will like in the notes of their fic be like, let me know what you liked, what worked for you, what didn't work for you, stuff like that. And that's fine for those people, but most people don't want to hear anything negative. Most fics that you see have been baited, and even if they haven't, it doesn't matter. The person obviously knows they didn't bait it. They're not looking for your corrections or suggestions.
Yeah.
It's just not the nice thing to do.
Yeah.
And that's like a whole, I think, different conversation about fandom and how fan works are a gift to the fandom. And you think about, you know, how you should behave towards a gift that someone gives you.
Yeah. If someone gives you a gift and it is orange and you're like, oh, wow, I wish this had been purple. Like, okay, why are you being a dick about it?
Yeah, you don't say that. You just say, oh, thank you so much. Like, yeah. That's it. You don't, like, it's like, it's just manners.
Yeah. Exactly. And these are people doing this in their free time. They're not getting paid. It is a gift. It is just like out of, I mean, I think writers get something out of it too, but it's just like sharing.
I mean, it's out of like love for the fandom, basically. Like, it's a gift of love.
Yes. So treat it as such.
If you really like a fic, you can kudos under your account and then log out and kudos anonymously. Double kudos.
Yes. Yes. We should talk about bookmarks.
Yes.
So
we talked, didn't we talk about, I guess, on the AO3 episode?
Yeah. I think a lot of this we've touched on like throughout our 4 years doing this, but this is just a condensed, focused.
Yes. Yeah. Unless your bookmarks are marked private, then they are not private.
Exactly.
People can see what you write.
If you write something like, this fic was great except for blah, 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 in your bookmark notes, the author can see that. So don't do it, because it's the same as doing it as a comment.
Yep.
Like, it's sort of like standing in a town hall with a megaphone. Like, you're not going up to their door and saying it to their face, but you are saying it loudly to the community.
Yeah.
Yes. Instead of
you're saying it right where the author could happen to like walk by and overhear you.
Exactly.
I think that's like a philosophy on interacting with fan works is if it's public, then it should be kind, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least I think that's how the two of us operate.
Yes.
If it's public, it's kind. If it, you know, you have people you can talk to about things that you don't like.
Yeah.
And people who use the excuse, it's just it's my blog. I can say whatever I want and that's fine, but I will not follow you.
No, it's fine. And you can hold that opinion. But just so you know, other people are looking at you going, oh, you're a dick. That's my opinion.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. You're welcome to have your own opinion, but yeah. that other people are welcome to have their own opinion, too. And they see you behaving like a mannerless child.
Exactly.
And they, you know, talk about that privately. Like,
the fic community, I mean, I know that there are like different like groups of friends within the community. But the fic writing community as a whole, like if I see anybody being mean to like any author, then I'm like, even if it's not directed at me or like any of my friends, if I see them like directing it at some other author, it's like,
if this is how you act in public, how do you act in private?
Yes, exactly. and I know I'm not
giving us a taste of how you talk about other authors.
Exactly. And like we're all in the same community. Like we see things. So just no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Treat people with kindness, yo.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
So on Tumblr.
Yeah, I think that's what you were saying about there are different, I was thinking, like, there's different, like, branches, I guess, of fandom. Like, there's the Tumblr people, there's Twitter, apparently there's, like, Wattpad. I came across a message board the other day Which I was like, wow, that's, it was a, like a forum.
On Wattpad like a, or about Wattpad?
No, separate from Wattpad. I was like, Wattpad has like its own community. And then I came across a forum, a random forum the other day that was like, had like a, was like a One Direction, fandom.
Okay.
Like chat basically, forum, forum.
Forum still existed. I thought everybody was just,
I know. That's just, that's like, what is happening?
Yeah. And obviously there's like TikTok and everything, like all the other social media things.
I forgot so TikTok.
I am not on a lot of them other than Tumblr. So I feel like I have my opinions about the other ones and what I've seen on the other ones, but like I feel like Tumblr is a good section for us to talk about since that's where we spend most of
our time. Well, like from TikTok, from what I can figure with TikTok, it's a completely unusable platform for fic wrecking. Like you can't.
I mean, no, that's not true. I think it's a place where to wreck is fine because you sit there and you give your opinions and you say this fic is great and this fic is great.
But to find, yeah.
But there's no way to like link to those fics that I can see.
Yeah, there's not. Unless you go in the, I guess.
Yeah, and there's no way, like, I don't think there's like a lot of authors on TikTok that I know of. So like if people are wrecking my stuff on TikTok, like there's no way for like authors to know.
Yeah, you're only going to find out if your fic was wrecked if like someone happens to see it and, and like tells you or you happen to see it.
Yeah. So it feels, and not that wrecking is about like the author or making sure the author like knows. I like this and you should like it too. But
if you like it, you should probably want the author to know because that encourages them to write more.
Yes, exactly.
Or if you like.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why it's just, it doesn't seem like a great platform for fic related stuff.
Yeah. And it feels like if I see somebody has like wrecked one of my fics, then like on Tumblr I reblog it, and then like it's sort of like a self-feeding machine where then like the wrecker may reach X number of people, but then I see it and then I reblog it to more people, and then all the fics on that thing get
more
promoted more. And yeah
like on Tumblr it's really easy. I think most fic writers are on Tumblr, at least in our fandom. This podcast is obviously specific to the One Direction fandom.
So
at least if you're making fic wrecks on Tumblr, it makes a lot of sense for you to tag the writer in the, I can't imagine as a writer not wanting to be tagged in a fic wreck that someone may include in the fic.
Exactly. It's always wonderful. Yeah.
You should definitely tag, if you're making wrecks, you should tag the writers. It's a little weird to see fics separated from their authors, which there are certain blogs out there who do fic wrecks and don't even list the authors on the wreck. But that's, if you're interested, back to the ask, if you're interested in getting involved in fandom and you read fic, you could make fic wrecks.
Totally.
And if you tag the authors, you're going to get reblogged. Don't like put anything on like what we're talking about in this episode on the fic wreck. Like, don't put any like critical comments. Don't rate the fic.
Fics I wish were better. Fics I liked but could be better. Here's a wreck.
Fics. That brings me to something, because it's like, I was gonna say fics that could have been 50k shorter or something.
Yeah.
That's an interesting, like when you ask for more of a fic, that's an interesting thing, Most writers don't like it when you ask for, like, once a fic is posted and done, in the comments, back to commenting, don't ask for, like, a sequel. Or don't be like, I could read 100. I mean, maybe that doesn't bother other people, but when people are like, I could have read 100K more of this. And I'm just like, sorry to disappoint you.
I think maybe I'm in the minority here, but like, and again, I think it might be like the phrasing, but like, I could read a bunch more of this. To me, just feels like they want to like live
in that.
They just like.
Yeah, that one doesn't bother me as much as asking for like a sequel.
Yeah, like asking for a sequel feels like this fic feels incomplete. Therefore, yeah. I need more of like this particular story versus like, oh, I could just like bathe in the vibe of this fic, which is.
Oh, and the new thing is to ask for the alternate point of view, the entire fic.
I don't think that's from the other. I think that's, yeah.
Why have I only had more people asking for that lately?
I don't know.
I figured it was because of the Unbelievers. Second point of view, because that was really popular. What's that?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Bloodsport.
Yeah.
And that was really popular. So I figured it had something to do with people being like, could you write this entire fic from the other point of view?
Yeah.
I don't see me ever doing that.
Yeah.
With anything. I mean, with Fall at My Door, it worked, but.
Yeah.
Some people do like it if you ask for a sequel, but I know that in comments, I don't, it makes me feel like, you know, the fic wasn't good enough, basically.
Yeah. I can see both sides. I could see how somebody would be like, oh, I love that you want more and would like a sequel. And yes, I can do that. And I can see how somebody would take it as like, it didn't feel complete.
Yeah.
It's like both sides of the coin. Something to be aware of if you're asking yes. for a sequel. Yeah.
Anything else, AO3?
No, we moved away from there. We were on Tumblr, but we're sort of talking about all social media. AO3.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
Yeah.
As usual.
Okay.
Tags and reblogs, is that?
Yeah, I feel like reblogs on Tumblr is so important. I have gone through like different phases. Like for a while I was like, I'm only going to reblog if I've liked it because that's like my stamp of like
approval
or like it shows that like I like it and therefore it's like kind of like a rec. I have moved away from that kind of thinking and now I'm like, all fics that come across my dash. Generally I try to like and reblog. Well, I use my likes separately, but I try to like reblog.
Yes, you're very organized.
Yeah. But I try to reblog just to get more people like reading. And I think that sort of, that may have also come from like when I joined the fandom, it was a lot more of like coming in and feeling like most, obviously when I came in, it felt like everybody else was like an established author. And like, as my time has shifted, it's been like, oh, there's so many new authors and I want to make sure that their fics get seen. So basically I've changed from like, anyway, I think now I'm of the mindset that it is important to like bolster the community in any way. And reblogging gives more eyes onto potential readers. And that's a win-win for everybody.
But yeah, I try to reblog every fic post that I see. I just tag to read, even if I don't plan on reading it.
Yeah.
that's like my how to find a fic on my blog tag. It's important to reblog, but especially if you read the fic, like share. People want to know, you know, like share the wealth. As yeah. a person who reads fic, like I want to see more fics on my dash.
Yeah. I'm not good about reading a fic, clicking the link on the bottom to the Tumblr, and then reblogging. Okay. Because to me, like, being on Tumblr and reading on AO3 are, like, different activities in my brain that don't really intermingle. But then if I, like, see it cross my dash again, I'm always like, yay, it was so good, and I'll reblog again.
Yeah.
But that is why those links are there, by the way, that you could go click on it and then reblog it.
Yeah, or cue it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're on Tumblr and you see posts, reblog, share. You know. I reblog stuff that's not even my fandom sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm supporting the writer. Mm-hmm. There are people that, you know, have written in our fandom for years who write for other fandoms. And so it's like, oh, just, you know, maybe somebody that follows my blog will be interested in this.
Yep.
You know, exactly. Who knows? Tags.
Yeah. So tags are much the same way as like comments or bookmarks or whatever, which is that the author can
You're talking to the author. You're saying this about their fic, basically to their face.
Exactly. So be kind. And the last point I wanted to make, and I was going to say this is about other platforms, generally speaking, but now that there are polls, I have seen it on Tumblr as well. Any sort of like pitting authors against each other, any sort of like, which one did you like better? Any sort of, I don't know, any sort of thing that like makes it a little bit of like a competition in some way.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
That's not what we want.
Really don't do it, because you're going to end up with like everyone, like, just don't. Everybody else will be unhappy with the results.
I was looking for, I'm gonna see if I can find it, but when Bossy Pants by Tina Fey came out, mm-hmm. and what was Amy Poehler's book that I can't remember the name of now? Yes Please, was that it? Mm-hmm. There was like some somebody was like trying to pit them against each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, are you going to have like better first day sales or more like pre-orders or whatever? Mm-hmm. And they were like, whoever it was, because it wasn't both of them together, was like, why does it have to be a competition? Yeah. Like, why, you know, and that's like, we both wrote books and we're really proud of each other and they're like good friends and stuff. Like, why make it a competition?
Yeah.
And I don't think writers are out there thinking that like fandom is a competition. Yeah. Like, it's bad enough that we have to deal with kudos and comments and like people, and I don't mean deal with kudos and comments, I mean deal with like the fact that like a lot of people don't kudos and a lot of people don't comment. And so there's like
looking for more good feedback, or that we're looking for like more positivity.
Oh, it's something self-confidence related. Oh, okay. Basically. But yeah, like it's hard enough to put a fucking fic on AO3 and like put your work, something that is part of you, out into the world, you know? And then to have to deal with like, you know, people being rude about it.
Exactly.
Pitting you against like other authors. Like, I would never want that.
Yeah. No. And, you know, comments like, what's like the most overrated fic that you've read, or like, you know, things like that, where like, quote unquote, like, popular fics or like popular writers, like just a place to like dunk on them, is also mean and cruel.
Yeah.
And like, again, you're doing it in like a public space. Yeah. So if you have like, if you have friends in the fandom, you can always talk to your friends about fics you don't like. I'm not out here suggesting that you have to like every fic. I have come to you, for example, Lauren, and like hate read fics and told you,
yes, like,
it's a scene good time. By scene, everything I hated about the fics. I would never, ever, ever do that in public. Ever. But you can do it in private. And if you don't have somebody private, you can go and do that too. You could write it down in a journal. You could go, here's all the things I don't like about this fic. I'm going to write my own fic that, like, not in a, I'm going to fix this fic. I'm telling the public that I'm fixing this fic. But, like, you could just write your own version that is changes the things that you like.
Yeah.
You know, write the fic that you want to see in the world instead of just, like,
being a dick.
Being a dick.
Nice. Be nice to people.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of writers in our fandom who are very open to, like, people reaching out to them, chatting with them on and on or off. Writers are people too.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. And, like,
that's, I think, hard for people to, like, remember.
Yeah.
Like, especially about the older fics. People are like, if the author isn't, like, on social media or active on social media, it's like they're not people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure. Or if the author's fics are, like, popular enough, then they become not people.
Yeah, they're just like a name that you hear a lot instead of, like, yeah, a person. Yeah, who is spending their free time writing something for you.
And most writers are fic readers too, so, like,
oh my god, and for the love of god, do not repost fics on anywhere else. That is, like, the number one, a, because it's illegal, so don't. But yeah, do not take a fic.
I'm so glad that you thought of that, because
yes. Don't take a fic that you have read on AO3 and posted on Wattpad, just, like, exactly the same. Don't just change the character names and say it's a translation, because that's not what a translation is. Yeah. If you're a translator, ask for permission, please.
And, like, be understanding if people don't want translations of their fics. That's their right, you know?
Yeah.
Most of the writers that we know don't want their fics where they haven't posted them. If they post them on AO3, that's where they want them to stay. And if you put them anywhere else, there is a good chance that, you know, it's going to get taken down, because sometimes we're made aware that it's there, basically, and we will report it. I downloaded the Wattpad app just so that, and, like, joined Wattpad just so that it would make it easier for me to report. I don't get many of my fics stolen anymore, which is good. But and I do allow translations, just not on Wattpad.
Because there's different, I don't know that people know this. People, like, I think readers sometimes are just like, oh, Wattpad, like, I just like reading on Wattpad better, which is fine. That's an A-OK opinion to have. But the reason why I think a lot of people post their fics on AO3 is because of the way AO3 was built. And you can go listen to our episode about AO3, about this. But AO3 and Wattpad are very different entities when it comes to, like, the terms of service and stuff. So there's a reason why people only put their stuff on AO3 and not other services. And, like, the bare minimum of respect is to respect that and not take the work and put it up somewhere else.
Yeah.
So,
and also, doesn't Wattpad have, like, the partnership or whatever with Paramount?
Yes.
Or something? Like, they can basically just sell your stuff.
Yeah. There's also, and it's ad-based. There's a lot of reasons why people choose Wattpad versus AO3. So just
respect. Plus, like, if back, I think a lot of people don't realize that, like, it hasn't been that long since, like, you could get sued for writing fanfiction.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what AO3 is for, and AO3 protects you. As long as you're not, you know, getting paid from writing fic, then AO3 will protect your right to write and post that fic.
Yeah.
Wattpad does not do any of that.
Exactly. So just don't take somebody's work from AO3 and put it on Wattpad for all those reasons, and also just out of respect. Like, that's a dick thing to do.
Yeah.
So don't do it. Okay, we've covered everything I've wanted to cover.
And we talked about rating fix.
Oh yeah. Please don't rate fix.
It's there's one account on Twitter that I told you about that I'm like, this is fine. These people can rate fix because they rate every fic that they wreck as like infinity out of 10.
Yes.
Or like a billion out of 10. Mm-hmm. Or whatever.
Yeah.
It's always some like something like that. They're the only people that are allowed to rate fix. Because when you get,
even if it's 4 out of 5 stars, then yeah, the author's gonna be like, why didn't I get that? What's wrong with it? What do you didn't like? Like, you know. It's just,
and that goes for bookmarks too, because people will do that in their bookmarks. They'll be like 8 out of 10. Yeah. And it's like, really? What, tell me where is that 20%? That's what is the 20% that's missing?
Yeah.
Where's your rubric?
Exactly.
I want to see your grading rubric.
Yes.
Just what was, let's make sure we touched on everything in the ask. An episode on fandom etiquette. And then it says, I'm quite new to fandom and don't understand all the unwritten rules about how to operate regarding fic. Is there anything else specific to like fic fandom etiquette? If you want to send somebody a prompt, you should ask them first.
Are you annoyed when people send you prompts?
I don't like getting, it depends on the person. Megan can send me prompts all the time.
Yeah.
All day, every day. Sandrine, she sends me prompts or just random things all the time. Like, if I don't know you, I don't want you to send me a prompt. I mean, just like send an ask. I think it's a good idea to send an ask first and be like, can I send you a prompt?
Yeah. I don't mind if people send prompts as long as they're aware that like there's probably a good chance I'm not going to write it. But like, cool, you can send it to me. But
yeah,
I don't know. Like, that's like you sending me a prompt isn't a promise that I will write it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has been episode 49. Thank you.
Episode 49, which is almost episode 50.
Woohoo!
Which is crazy.
We'll be back next month.
Yep. Oh, send us asks. What do you want us to talk about? Like, come on, people. We need some topics, I think. We don't really have. Tell us what you want us to talk about. You want to talk about grammar? We can do a grammar episode.
Sure can.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. See you next here. Well, you can listen next month.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Nick. Lewin has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And thank you for listening to the Rose and Dagger podcast.
A podcast about writing fan fiction. I'm just a little bit of a